Today is Sunday, June 11th. Current events. Next week is No Activity Week at Semel High, which means that we are prepping for finals. Week after that will be finals. After that, school will be over for us. 1978, junior year for most of us. A few of us sophomores. Pity. Furthermore, Sandy and Deanna were confirmed last night in a very touching religious service. And other tournaments are people are going to be leaving. What, this tape?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tape. It's made for posterity purposes, you know, just so that, you know, years from now we can laugh and whatnot. Anyway, yes, some people are going to be leaving, so we figured we might as well take this picture, and we'll have a photograph of everyone, and so on. Otherwise, that's about it. And,
tell them what's going to be put on the tape.
Okay, what's going to be on the tape is just various recordings of people's comments and such during the attempt at making this picture, which probably be a big rigmarole, probably the hardest thing we've ever attempted. It's going to be a real mess, but it's going to be fun, and we were really expecting a good fight, and looks good. Well, let me see if this worked at all, and the tape recorder might be broken. Excuse me, Miss Robeck. Could you tell me your thoughts on this picture today?
No.
Could you give me a suggestion on your thoughts today?
I'd rather not. I don't use that kind of language often.
How do you think this is going to work? Do you think that we'll ever really get it done, or do you think it's just a fictitious type of photography?
The latter.
The latter. Here it is, straight from the olive's mouth. Good morning to you.
Hello.
How do you feel about this picture?
Is this for real?
Yes.
I want slides. I don't want color prints.
Well, slides are where it's at, folks. Is this all you have to say?
You need a shave.
Is that it?
hi, Janine.
Hi.
Well, there we have it.
Where is this picture going to be taken?
The picture is going to be taken at Lincoln Junior High School.
Where?
There's some onivorosity
in the air.
Then again, there's some lack of onivorosity in the air.
Where is
there's a certain emotion here, a certain strength and strong attitude, a power. It's no, not a power, a wave.
Shut up.
Like
maybe it's a particle.
Ah.
What is that on the wall there? I never saw
it. It's a mural.
Of what?
I don't know. Let me take a look. Hello, sir. Long live the alligators. What are your thoughts about this picture?
I don't know. It's kind of... I wish they had it somewhere else because I spent my whole week here at Lincoln. And
yeah.
I'm kind of sick.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Maybe if they had it at Douglas Park or something, it'd be better. But it's pretty neat. I think it's a neat idea.
Uh-huh.
So, whatever.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, Mr. Rogaway. How are you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
That's good.
And you?
I'm all right. I'm living.
Are you sure you're
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure.
How fine are you feeling today?
I'm just fine, you know. Just, you know, one of your average fines. Not a superb fine, but just an average fine.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Are you really?
Yes, so glad to hear that.
Okay. Well, what do you think about this photograph?
Think?
What do you
feel? I
don't
think.
What do you believe? I mean...
I don't believe.
You don't believe?
No.
Wait, we have a side comment here. Yes?
I believe.
You believe?
I believe. I do believe.
Indeed. And you, sir?
Well, based on the information thus far supplied in the statistics that were supplied to us, I think I can safely say that I am at this time prepared to make no such statement.
In a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Definitely not.
You sure?
Yes? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Yes?
No comment at this time.
Yes?
David, my brother, and Daphne will be down in a minute with the camera.
Indeed. Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
P.T. King.
And what do you think about this olive picture?
Just Nino Kino, wonderful, marvelous, and all that sort of thing.
And here we have our average person on the street. Hello, average. How are you doing? What is new?
I have a few questions.
Any comments?
No.
Any statements?
Maybe.
Any obscene remarks? Oh, here come the obscene remarks. Any obscene remarks? Any questions?
Obscene remarks, fuck you.
What? Speak up.
Don't say it again.
You have a comment?
What?
About 30.
We could only get 30 people.
There'll be about 30 of us.
We've only got 60 minutes on that fucking thing.
We'll get it all in. What?
Robin's on the roof.
Robin's on the roof.
Why do we get him in our picture?
Well, there you have it, folks. Hello, sir. Ma'am. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Yes, what do you think about the olive picture?
Well, I think it's, I don't know. I don't know. Honest.
Hello, Nora. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good,
alive.
Good. What's new?
Nothing.
Nothing. How do you think about the olive picture?
I don't try.
Do you think it's going to work? Do you think we'll ever get it done, or do you think we'll just sit out here for years trying to get organized, you know?
I think that it'll be fine if I'm not in it.
There you have it. What do you think, Mr. Harrison?
About what?
About the olive picture.
No. Oh. Hey, I think it's pretty nifty.
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 New word.
Nifty.
Nifty.
Is Paul going to show up?
I think he will.
Show up? Is Paul going to not show up?
And what do you think of the olive picture?
I don't know why I'm here.
Why are you here?
Because Alex Melnick kept insisting that I show up.
And? Did you show up?
Yes, I'm here.
That's good. That's good. What's new?
I just got the award for being the most dedicated orchestra member of the orchestra.
All right.
Also for being the most fun to look at during class.
All right.
Okay.
You even beat Domingo?
I beat Domingo. Yes.
You beat Domingo.
No, Domingo just didn't win, but Mike Sachs beat him.
Oh, well, Mike Sachs is interesting to look at. That's true. And what do you think about the olive picture?
It's quite an institution.
An institution? Is it a mockery of a...
Go away.
Is it a mockery of a... what do you think?
I don't think I should be here.
Noraloo.
Is that my...
Okay. Okay. There we have it.
Well...
Keith,
yes.
Goldfarb.
Yes.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
What do you think about this picture?
I don't think it's ever going to work. I think we're going to take about 3 or 4 hours trying to get it organized, and we're never going to end up taking it.
And it'll be a hell of a lot of fun, won't
it? Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. We'll see what happens. And here comes John.
What do you think about the olive picture? And you?
No comment.
What do you think about the olive picture?
Well, I guess they can't really help it, can they, being mouses and all? I mean, I just put a steel bolt through their head, right there.
I would suck their brains out with a straw, sell the widows, and move into South American zinc.
And you?
I'm an accountant and consequently too boring to be of interest.
And there you have it. Straight quote. What? Long live the alligators! Long live the alligators.
Anybody on
100
yards
out?
John?
I'll run you once around.
Long
yes.
Live Bach.
Long live Bach. Long live Bach. How the hell?
Wait, I've got to say something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it, Frank. I'm sorry, Frank.
John!
If you're listening, Frank, I want you to know that I'm sorry. And you really are not a premature ejaculator, and I want to thank you for all you've done.
There you have it. Straight apology. How the hell did you get involved in this?
I was asked.
Marcia!
What?
Marcia!
Not with me.
Marcia! Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Yes. Marcia.
I think. Right. Are we going to play this at the reunion?
Yeah.
Then I think we should mention that Greg and Paul are not in the picture.
Why aren't they? They're not
this
coming.
This is really definitely pertinent to what's going on here. We are missing two Olympians. Two Olympians. No, there are two Olympians not here, and I think it really changes the odds quite a lot. Yeah, Greg Turk and Paul Lockhart will not be here today, and this is causing great concern in upper circles.
And I do believe we should take some paper and put their names on it and have it photographed so that we'll remember them ever and ever and ever.
Because they're stupid jerks.
Mr. Lockhart feels that his personal rights to be photographed have been infringed upon.
That's just because he knows it won't come out. He knows the picture will fuzz up on his picture. He knows that. He's afraid of that. He doesn't want his true identity exposed or unexposed.
David Linden was found dead in his Santa Monica apartment this morning.
She wishes.
He was found mutilated beyond recognition. We found only one clue to the murderer. It was a keychain with the name Vicky on it. This was covered with blood, and we assume by the kind of wounds found on the body that this was used to stab the victim. And all I can say is far out, thank God, and God is with us. And this incident, this appearance of the keychain definitely points to Keith Goldfarb as the murderer, since he is the only person who would have the intrigue to leave a clue that obvious. And that's all I have to say.
Never stop talking.
Well,
what do you have to say, Keith? What do you have to say?
It's a pity Rexfield Murdoch could not be here today.
Mr. Goldfarb,
he would untangle this.
Mr. Goldfarb, we need to have your opinion on all this.
Yes.
Do you know you've been accused of the murder of David Joseph Linden?
Yes.
Yes. Now, what do you feel about this?
I did it. So I admit it completely. I killed him. What?
I love your shoes.
Thank you. I love yours too. Is Eric wearing his brown tennis shoes?
And we want to ask this young... We'd like to ask this young lady now...
How
she feels about abortion in the 70s.
How do you feel about abortion in the 70s?
It's all right.
And how many have you had in the last 6 months?
Oh, three or four.
And you, ma'am?
Well, I think that Victoria here is just getting, laying it on thick, you know?
Yeah. You, sir, how do you feel?
It hurts. Abortions hurt.
Have you ever used the new method of using a rusty coat hanger?
Yes. Yes.
You'd like
it's fun.
This is not abortion. Now, I think it's the most painful thing there ever was.
It's
killing. How dare you murder?
If you could take that coat hanger, I swear. If you could take If you could, people could take that coat hanger and wrench it in there, you'd love it. So much fun. Nothing.
You are so sick.
Domingo's coming.
Who's Domingo?
I don't know.
No,
I didn't.
No, you can see it.
Is it good?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Is it very good?
It's great.
Good, good.
Go get Domingo.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, tape is made to be wasted. Don't worry.
Domingo, here he comes.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. I'd like to have a word with you. What do you think about the olive picture? And what else do you have to say about the olives?
That's about it.
Is that all?
Yes. No further comment. Please, speak to my lawyer.
This girl in hysterics over there.
Where?
Over there.
Where?
Where's this girl in hysterics?
There's one right here, sir.
He's
the one
here.
In the rough.
Who?
He's not coming.
Domingo.
Yes.
I can laugh. He cried.
That's like a song. Laugh and cry and sing.
And throw up. Remember that. Throw up.
Reveal your true soul.
I can live. Do you understand me?
A million wearing what?
Oh, my God.
Hey, see you, tango?
No, no, no.
Ah, yeah, you great tangler.
Right now, we are going to take an intimate look at Keith Goldfarb's scar.
How do you feel? Wow, Vicky, come on now.
How did you feel about that?
Let us go on to something else.
Not that easy, though.
I still would like to know your opinions.
I have none.
I do.
I agree, but just barely.
Indeed. Now there is some mysterious girl following everyone. It looks sort of like Laura, but it doesn't actually.
No, it's Daffy.
It's Laura. Is it Laura?
Wait, it's Laura. It's Laura.
Is it Laura?
I'm pretty sure
it's Laura, but it looks like
it could be Laura Marie Emmons.
Too good, you know.
We found Laura hanging around quite often now, and we're quite concerned
with.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Strangers are approaching.
Yes, we know.
Are approaching.
I think we should run out onto the field and get their first thoughts.
Yes. Takes them off. What do you think, Laura?
I think I'd rather be mysterious.
You are mysterious.
Aha! Another feminine mystique syndrome.
Yes, man from
That's
Glad.
One of the biggest.
Hello,
the
man
biggest.
From Glad.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What's new?
Not much.
Is that the complete list?
Yes.
Alex, Amber, Amy, Audrey, Baker, Bert, Bill, Brandy, Kellen, Cindy, Daphne, David L., David S., Dean, Deanna, Domingo, Eric, Greg, Jan, Jennifer, John, Keith, Carrie, Laura, Mariah, Mike, Natalie, Nora, Norman, Bro, Richard, Robin, Sandy, Sharon, Susan, Vicky, Winnie, and a partridge in a pear tree.
All right!
And that is the Olive Starlight Orchestra.
Minus 14.
The only person who actually got Susan to show up? Holy
yes.
shit. The only person not on here by first name is Baker.
Baker, yes, I noticed that. He has no first name.
He
is that
no
the mystery?
Name.
This work is already a legend.
Then the other thing...
Make sure
you... Welcome to the Olive Starlight Orchestra.
That's my last name. And I was going to do my telephone number, but I didn't have time.
Baker, Bluewell, Bowers, Browning, Burnham, Connor, Crawford, DeFluff, Emmons, Anderson B, Anderson E, Galkin, Goldfarb, J, Goldfarb K, Kessels, Levin, Linden, Lockhart, Lockhart S, Marinacci, Matthews, McNulty, probably, Malagay, Malagacar, Nugent, Oswald, Ponson, Regan, Roebuck, Rogway, Steckel G, I think so, Steckel J, Turk G, J, Turk N, Turley J E, Turley J O, Zungry D asleep, and Zungry N asleep.
And now we're going to take you to a average observer on the baseball field.
Are you recording anything, Keith?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, maybe not now.
I need some peanut butter.
And now the in-depth report on peanut butter abuse.
She said she'd be here.
We have a victim here of excessive peanut butter abuse. Will you please tell us how you first started getting hooked on peanut butter?
It was when I was a little girl. My mom fed it to me through a bottle. This is what I call tragedy, when parents promote peanut butter abuse. Oh, but it tastes so good. A victim. I really can't help it.
Oh, no!
I eat it quite often. Every time I leave Sandy's house, they have to buy a new jar. I don't know what I can do. I really don't know what I can do. Well, Keith, how are you feeling?
I am feeling with my hands.
As well as can be expected?
As well as can be expected, yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Just how well is that?
Well, what do you expect?
I'm not sure what I expect. Tell me what I expect.
You expect fairly well.
Good, then you feel fairly well?
No, that's what you expect.
No, I didn't say that.
But that's what I said.
You don't say anything.
Say something.
Very, very rare for you to say something.
Something. It's a George Harrison song.
Definitely. How long is it?
60 minutes of a taping.
How long has it been going for already?
That much. What are you feeling throughout the Olive picture?
I think it's the biggest hunk of crap I've ever seen. You know what they're going to do? It's just an excuse for the David. Instead of having a camera, he's gonna have a rifle hooked up, and he's gonna take the picture, and then he's gonna shoot us all. He's gonna shoot us all. Leave me alone. Get me out of here, please.
Now tell me, Daphne,
what
is your opinion on this mini situation?
I think the answer
really sort of a different girl here.
That's a picture!
My kingdom for Kleenex!
I've got a drippy nose!
That's Jan. She's got tons of Kleenex.
Who?
Jan. She's got Kleenex on her ear. That way.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Alistair Cook with Must Have Been Spirit. Anyway.
Oh, shut up. Okay, it's fine now. It's
Dino by the pervert.
He's like Bonacci, the maniac.
I'm hey, totally Dean. Sick.
Well, why are you totally sick?
I don't do windows.
What'd you say, boy?
I wear the windex.
Oh, my tears have dried.
Bones them, dry them.
I know that.
It is crazy.
I can't do it.
I want to get.
Who are you?
I forgot.
Well, that's fascinating.
Bite your lip, get up and dance. Bite your lip, get up and dance. Shut up!
Give us a ring. What do you think?
Look, I know that was a deliberately insulting question, seeing as I do not think, so I refuse to answer it.
Okay, do you feel?
No.
Do you, can you speak?
What do you think?
Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I just said it.
What do you see when you turn out the light? Does it worry you to be alone? How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you... Forget it.
What?
I'll get the
three,
quote.
4.
You think you lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. No, she think it all. And she told me what to play. And you know that can't
be bad. And you know you should be glad. Love you.
Let her do it.
Go ahead. Do the Beatles song.
Okay, no, I was
not. Come on.
Get him away from me. Okay, are you ready to
do it? Go ahead, do it. Yes.
Okay. There once was a beetle that lived long time ago. Well, not really that long ago, but long enough ago, say, long time ago. Well, this here beetle was a high-class type of beetle. Only didn't drive often, but when he did, only drove the highest class of cars. And when he stayed in motels, he only stayed in the highest class of motels. Well, one day, this here beetle that lived long time ago, well, not really that long ago, but long enough ago to say long time ago, lived happily ever after.
Yay!
Now, usually that must be sung with Greg Turk, but he refused to show up today, so I must say it's too bad. I had to do it all by myself. And usually it sounds much better with a guitar, but you know, my voice can make up for that.
You were trying to tell us about your sale?
No, we're having a big sale on Henshey's. It's yesterday is the last day. Don't let that worry you. I didn't do any work, so everything's still stickered.
If you need a good pair of shoes, just come to Henshey's. I mean, we got the best damn shoes in the fucking city.
And nobody comes to Henshey's. How do you think I feel? I work my ass off all day long, and nobody goes to buy shoes.
Yeah, so do I, but I don't want them there.
You're getting fired anyway, man.
Henshey's.
By the way, this will be my last week.
Get my fucking
they don't sell combat boots. I'm pissed. Anyway,
Alex,
shut up, Alex.
I'll have the
word.
Call him! Shut up,
Alex.
Try again.
Olives.
Speak into the mic.
Olives.
Wait, let me get worse.
David, shut
up. What do you think about the olive picture?
I think it's ridiculous. It's going to be the ugliest thing I've ever seen before in my whole life. Except, well, never mind.
Where was the picture,
David? On the board!
Excuse me, what do you think about the olive picture?
Oh, yes, I do, well...
Can we talk in tongues a little bit?
Ah, tu vuoi come senza? Come a vedere con la mazinda.
Chi va a galovare tanto? Chi va a calenta come si?
Sim battendo appena.
Je le fonge cosa vi?
A chi va da pensa per levo? A chi va per tempo da pena la mbinda buona.
Tu vuole che sto?
Chi va di?
It's not important.
No, it isn't. You wanted this?
Yes, she did.
Welcome
the new
to the Starlight Ballroom on the Princess Cruise here over the Marianas Trench. And we'd like to welcome you to the debut performance of the Olive Starlight Orchestra. You must remember the... Oh, sorry, wrong. Orchestra. Da-da-da-da.
I hate you, baby, and you know it's true. That all day and all I could fall in love with you.
Oh, there's another great hit.
Not quite.
No blue peeling. No blue peeling.
No blue peeling.
Unless we were there, we really should.
Seth, I hate you, baby. And you know it's true.
Diddy link.
But only in order.
Hi, Norman. How are you doing, Norman?
Pretty good.
Greg is not coming?
Greg is not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did he say why not?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Norman. What do you think about the Olive picture?
Huh?
What do you think about the Olive picture?
Fantastic.
Great. All right, see you around. Number one, what is your name?
Joy, what the fuck are you doing here?
I just said your name.
Interviewing all these people and...
Row one, what is your name?
Annette Mitchell.
Bachelor number three, what is your name?
I don't have one.
And yours?
I'm so weak, I don't even know what my name is.
Your turn.
Hi. Yes.
You have 7 seconds.
Hello?
You have 7 seconds, do whatever you damn please. I knew that was coming at you.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, sir, you're wearing 2 alligators today. You must be in good shape.
Yeah.
That's good, really good.
I'm a stoic.
Yes, your turn?
I hate to tell you this, but I just got a report. There's a hurricane off the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, God, and your turn?
You owe me $5.
Okay, you got it, kid. What do you say?
Don't tell anyone. Hello.
Your turn?
No.
That was Susan Crawford here at the Olive Starlight Orchestra Ballroom on the Princess Cruise over the Marianas.
Excuse me, sir. Piano player?
No.
No. Never, actually.
Why did we have to take this picture at the shittiest school in the world? Oh, I hear Samohar has the third highest truancy rate in the nation. Let's make it number one! Yay!
What do you have to say?
He doesn't know my name.
Hey, that wasn't legitimate. I want to say something else.
What do you have to say?
I have nothing to say.
Could you get through me? Let me through you. What do you have to say?
I would like to buy me some dog food. I would like to buy me some cheese. And if
God.
Sir Richard Starkey for Prime Minister.
Yes, you?
Forget it. Never judge a whore by her cover. Thank you.
I just want to say one thing, that in future years, because I'm probably this will be played at San Francisco, that, you know, there's this picture.
Get away!
Vicky's always had a sudden desire for me.
David! Oh, God!
Excuse me.
Give it to Natalie.
Give me a tank!
Prime room.
This little piggy went to market. And let it be.
I understand you're going to take the Olive picture.
That's a vicious rumor.
Where the hell are you going to take it, David?
To
Argentina?
Do you realize that there are only 3 couples out of the 7 that we have?
Talk shit.
That means that we're missing the other half of Sharon and Bill, Sharon being here and Bill not. Paul Lockhart stepped out on me, and he's going to get kicked several times.
Are you about done? Because I want to hear this, so I get this. On the count of 3, please scream Olive. Please scream. Wait.
So come on, stop. Make some noise, Emma.
Please scream Olive on the count of 3.
Why not? Fancy, that.
1, 2, 3.
Fancy!
Thank you.
Sit down.
People. And here we are now. David is setting up his tripod, and it looks like we're getting very near the end.
Get up here, Nazi.
Oh, wow, David has got a classy little goodie to take the picture for him. He is classy. Sit down there, someone. This is going to be slick. And it looks like he's setting up. He's screwing on the little doohickey onto the thingamajig.
I just
and he's getting a little Norner inside the mug. What?
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I just want to say that in the years that I've known these people, and God knows where we'll be 12 years from now, but I just want to say that I've really enjoyed knowing all of you, even though you are a bunch of... Never
please,
mind.
David, count the number of people here, please. How many people are there, Alex?
I have always thought in the back of my mind, cheese and onions.
31 of us here.
What? I'm just, no, not that more than usual.